One of the ways Iraq is trying to shore up the power grid is by importing huge industrial generators. Recently, a several hundred ton generator was dragged over 600 miles to an electrical plant near the northern city of Kirkuk. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has that story.
At this power plant outside Kirkuk, Iraqi workers are busy constructing a massive frame around what looks like a giant jet engine. Its formal name is the V-94, but wags at the U.S. Agency for International Development, who paid for it to be brought to Iraq, have not so lovingly given it another name. The mother of all generators, or MOAG for short, weighs a staggering 700 tons. John Pinnell is deputy director of USAID's infrastructure office.
Well, that was actually one of several nicknames. And I think just given the size of the V-94 itself, and when you look at it, it almost looks like part of a rocket ship or something. It's pretty enormous, so it's a big deal.
In more ways than one, MOAG was built by Siemens in Germany. It was then transported to Amman. The problem then became how to get it to Kirkuk. The move took several months to plan, and on the 21st of March, the generator inched across the border. The accompanying convoy was more than half a mile long. Helicopters whirled overhead. 250 to 300 U.S. troops protected it at any given time. 100 civilian support staff traveled along with it, sleeping in trailers. It could only travel at a top speed of 5 miles per hour. And it had to move through areas where insurgents are particularly active, places like Ramadi. In short, for the 13 days it took to travel across the country, MOAG was the mother of all targets. This contractor helped plan the operation, but asked that his name not be used for security reasons.
Sometimes it would move very early in the morning, sometimes it would move later at night, sometimes it would move a long distance, and sometimes a short distance, based upon what intelligence told us was the best thing to do.
MOAG was also the heaviest load ever transported on Iraq's roads. Bridges over both Iraq's main rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, had to be rebuilt so that they would not crack under its weight. 35 miles of bypass roads had to be put in place. Low-hanging electrical wires had to be moved. It finally arrived at its destination at 11:37 p.m. on April 7th, without a scratch. MOAG is expected to go online in September and power the equivalent of 500,000 homes, adding 6% to the national grid based on current estimates. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.